Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Congratulations, Nick. Oh,
thanks, Clary. Thank you.
I can't tell you. Ever since you and William rang yesterday, I've been just... Oh, I'm over the moon.
Oh.
I mean it, love. You do William a power of good. You really do.
Oh, Clary.
No, you do. He's lucky to have you.
Oh, I don't know about that.
He is.
Well, I'm lucky too.
And I couldn't hope for a better daughter-in-law.
Oh, that's so lovely. Thank you. Oh. You've been so good to me. You really have, making me feel part of the family and everything.
But you are. Well, even more so now.
Yeah. Everyone's so happy for us. Well, those we've told you and Eddie and my mum.
Well, of course we are.
Oh, and the kids, even the boys seem quite excited.
Well, it is exciting.
Yeah. Mia can't stop going on about being a bridesmaid.
Aww.
She's drawn I don't know how many pictures of the dress she wants.
Has she?
Yeah, it's got to have a sticky out skirt, she says, and with every picture the skirt keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Bless her. Hey, just you make sure there's still room for you in the photographs.
Yeah.
It's your day after all.
Oh, yeah.
Hiya.
Oh. Where's me daughter-in-law?
Oh,
I can't believe he managed to persuade you to say yes.
Oh, Eddie.
Don't be daft. I didn't need any persuading. Oh, Jake and Mir, all right? Oh,
yeah, they're making a fuss of Bartleby. Dad's with them.
Oh, good.
So, come on, tell us. Is anything decided yet? When's the big day?
Well, we don't see much point in hanging about, so... Well, we thought January.
Ooh, that's soon.
Well, actually, we thought January the 1st.
Well, that's different.
Well, we just thought, why not start the new year as we mean to go on?
And that lovely Ada.
Yeah.
And we'd like to have it all at Grey Gables.
Nick?
Yeah. As soon as Will gets back from dropping George, we're going to see Caroline about it.
Got it, Jazza?
Yep.
You sure the wire's tight as it can go?
Aye, hurry up. I'll have my fingers off.
Okay. Staples coming.
I thought Sir Alex would be here by now, waving a contract.
Ah, that's got it. You what?
Fergie. He's eyeing a decent striker in yon pigs.
Very funny.
You mean you've no heard for him? I thought you said it was going to go viral.
Give it time. The video only went up on Friday.
And?
Well, there's been quite a bit more traffic to my website. I mailed a link round all my contacts, past and present.
Your website, is that it? I thought Rooney was supposed to spend all weekend tweeting about it.
Like I say, give it time.
Nah, you've missed it, Tom. What in the world of 24-hour news, you're yesterday's headline.
You reckon?
Aye, even in Ambridge the agenda's moved on.
Oh, really?
Of course. There's a hot new couple to talk about.
Who have you pulled now?
Oh, me. The scandal was done at Woodbine.
Woodbine Cottage?
Aye. There's a note yesterday. Wants an extra pint. Well, I had to ring for the money anyhow. So Christine Barford comes to the door, oh, you dither. Dressing gown buttoned up, rang.
Jazza.
Ah, good honour, I say. Just shows you're never too old to get some action.
Jazza, do you mind? This is my great aunt you're talking about.
I know, and she's got herself a bloke.
She has not got herself a bloke. Yes, Jim's staying
there. It's Jim! The dirty beggar!
Listen, yes, Jim's moved in, but only because his heating's packed up.
So he's found himself another old boiler.
Jazza, she's being a good neighbour, that's all.
And the rest.
Jazza, I mean it. For heaven's sake, you're not to go spreading rumours that are just wrong.
Okay, okay, whatever you say.
Good.
Yon Hard's a new bacon Beckham.
Do you think your sister will be able to come, Clary?
Rosie? Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, I know it's a long way at that time of year, but, well, Will would like her to be there, and I know you would too.
Well, we would, of course. We're very fond of Rosie.
She could come for New Year and stay over. There's always the sofa bed.
Mm.
I don't know that her husband would come with her, though, Nick.
Will said he doesn't like to travel.
Mm. No, not these days.
Yeah, oh, and if you're worried about Alpha, the same goes for him. You can send an invite if you like, but I doubt we'll see him.
Right.
Oh, Rosie will be so happy for you.
Of course, you want everyone to come from both sides. We want to invite lots of people from the village too.
Sounds a good plan.
And are you going away after, or are you having your honeymoon later on?
Oh, no, we'd like to go straight away.
Yeah, what about work, though? William's going to have a shoot on the 2nd.
Yeah, but he reckons Pete can handle that.
Oh, I see.
You'll have to go quite away, won't you, if you want some sunshine that time of year?
Yeah, I know, but, well, it's a nice problem to have, isn't it?
I know I could handle it.
Oh, here, do you know if William sorted that problem out with the beaters for next week's shoot yet?
Oh, I'm not sure. Oh, here he is. You can ask him yourself.
Hiya.
Hiya. John.
Hello, love.
Oh, hi, Mum. Dad.
Well?
Well, what?
What did Emma say? You did tell her.
I didn't have to. George was out of the car and in the house like a tornado. Blabbed it straight out.
And, what did she say?
Well, nothing at first. I mean, she was obviously a bit surprised. Well, stunned, really. But she, yeah, she sends her congratulations.
Oh, right. Good, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Edward weren't there, I suppose.
No, at work.
Yeah, right. Anyway, I ain't seen you yet. Come here, let me give you a hug. I was saying to Nick, it's the best thing that's happened in this house for months.
Oh, Mum. It certainly is. Well done, son.
There's yours, Jazz.
Cheers, Tom.
And your crisps.
I was presuming why that chat with Kent was him trying to get you to go to the Halloween do.
Yeah, no, Charles.
Why not? What one?
Oh, yeah, thanks. Why not? It's a fancy dress for a start.
So
it's a pain.
Ah, simple.
What are you coming as, then?
Easy. Bit of bog roll. And Mummy.
Inspired. And Harry?
I don't know. A zombie. So he's been like since Zofia left.
Right.
Fallon's going to be Bella Swan.
Is she? Even so, I think we'll give it a miss.
Tom!
No, seriously. Got the Felpisham Food Fair all weekend. And Monday's the start of Sausage Week. I'll be knackered.
You make fun. I've never told you that.
Yes, you. Several times. I'll be at the bonfire, though.
Only because you're doing the sausages.
Once they've decided where it's going to be, that is.
Ah, that. Nah, mate's been doing his nut.
Yeah, I know. He's taking everything Hilary Noakes says to heart. She's going on about dead sparklers now.
Oh, what?
Well, you know how careful he is about clearing up the green. It's not his fault if a few get chucked in the bushes.
She's one crazy woman, that Hilary.
Oh, no. Mike says if she ever lifted a finger to help instead of pointing the finger...
True enough.
But the way she's talking, you think it was all Mike's fault. Have you signed the petition? Jolene's, I mean, to keep the bonfire on the green. It's on the bar next to the poppy tray.
Aye, I've signed it.
Oh, good. They've banished Hillary's to the corridor by the gents.
I've signed that, I know.
Jazza?
Twice.
What?
As a penny for the guy and Catherine Wheel.
How's that, Daphne? Is that tasty, eh?
That were... Eddie, how many times?
What?
Will you not feed your ferrets in here?
Oh, it's only Daphne. She'll stay on my knee. She's not on the table or anything.
Well, you make sure she ain't. And wash your hands after
I
messing
will.
With her. Well, you better. Honestly, I'd have thought after what happened with me.
Okay, I can hear you.
Honestly.
Who was that on the phone?
Edward.
Oh, what did he want?
Asking if we'd got George's red jumper here.
Well, we haven't, have we?
Of course we ain't. Just an excuse.
Excuse for what?
He wanted to find out if we knew any more about the wedding.
Well, you reckon? Edward did?
Well, no, not him. Emma'd put him up to it, of course.
All right. So, what did you say?
She told him what we know, which isn't very much, is it? Just about them wanting January the 1st, if they can get it, and at Grey Gables.
All right.
I must say, it's only what I thought. Emma will have to put a good face on it, but I don't suppose she's that pleased, really.
Oh, Clary, we've had all this. Her and William have moved on.
Well, I hope so. What with all the work me and William and Nick have put into improving things with her life.
Yeah, I know.
She won't be happier. Do you know what she's like?
Yeah.
This wedding will put her nose right out the joint. After all, there ain't no sign of Edward asking her, is there? Oh, and they've been together a lot longer than William and Nick.
Well, she'll just have to get on with it, for George's sake, if nothing else.
Yeah, well, let's hope so. Don't want all her old nonsense starting up again.
No, hey, I wonder how they're getting on with Caroline.
Yeah, yeah. Hope she can fit them in. Not that far away, no, yeah.
No.
Oh, I'd have loved them to have it at St. Stephen's.
Oh, William doesn't want to go there again.
Yeah, I suppose not. Oh, whatever. Whenever, wherever, still going to be lovely.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to let no one or nothing spoil it for them.
That's wonderful, Will. Oh, come here.
Blimey, I've never had so many people hugging me.
Oh, and you, Nick.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
I am delighted for you both. Oh, thank you so much for coming to tell me in person.
No, we wanted to, and, well, there was another reason to. The thing is, Caroline, we'd like to have it at Greg Abel's.
The ceremony and the reception.
Oh, I see.
If you can fit us in.
Well, let's have a look. When were you thinking of?
January.
Oh, good. That's usually a pretty quiet month.
The first.
Ah.
Is that a problem?
We are quite busy on New Year's Day. I know we've got one wedding booked in already.
Oh, no.
Oh, and a lunchtime cocktail do. And two evening functions.
Really? I thought it'd all be dead quiet after New Year's Eve.
Oh, no, not these days. People like to carry on partying right up to the moment they go back to work. That's quite a trend as well for Christmas and New Year weddings.
Oh, we're going to have to think again.
Oh, no, I didn't say that. Well, let's have a think. What time of day were you looking for?
We thought maybe late afternoon.
Right.
And it won't be too huge. There'd probably only be about maybe 60 people.
I see. Well, look, it's not impossible. I don't want you to think that.
Great, because, well, we'd really like that day if we can.
And we'd really like to have it here.
We'd really love to have you. But, look, it all depends, doesn't it, on your being able to get a registrar.
Yeah, we're going to see about that tomorrow.
Right, well, let's see what they say and speak again. Everything depends on that, really.
Yeah, OK.
Good. Oh, I'm very happy for you both. I really am.
Oh, thank you.
I'm sure the whole village will be.
Oh, yeah, that was great. Thanks, Em.
Can you bring your plate over, please, if you've finished?
Here you go.
Yeah.
Oh, it makes all the difference if I can get back for a proper breakfast.
Yeah.
What's George up to?
Well, he's upstairs making a robot. He's going to come and tell me when Kira wakes up, and then I've got to get her ready. And then I suppose we can go.
And what are you doing this morning?
I told you, we're going to go and see Nan.
Oh, yeah, give her my love.
I will. Oh, I hate going, really.
Oh, Em.
I hate seeing her like she is, Ed.
Oh, I know you do.
She doesn't say much, so you end up jabbering on, and I don't know if she's taking any of it in.
I know it's hard, but it's good of you to go.
Well, Gary and Grandad aren't much use to her. They can hardly look after themselves. I just did their washing up last time.
You're a star.
I don't feel it.
You are. At least you've got the cinema to look forward to later.
Yeah.
Your dad's still okay to have Kira?
Yeah.
Well, that'll give you a break.
2 hours of sitting down with George occupied. I can't wait.
Is it ringing?
Yeah. Oh, voicemail. Yeah, hang on. Hi, Caroline, it's Will. Just wanted to let you know, we've been to the register office and the good news is, well, I hope it's good news, we can get a registrar for January the 1st. The only thing is, they could only offer us one time, 10:30 in the morning. I know it's a bit early, but it's so the registrar can get off to do another wedding at 12 at Redgate Manor. So that'd be 10:30 on the 1st for the ceremony, if that's possible, and then the reception after. Anything else?
No, just get her to ring you back.
Oh, yeah. So if you could give me a ring back, that'd be great, or if I haven't heard, I'll perhaps try and give you another call. Thanks a lot, Caroline. Bye then. Well, that's all we can do.
Yeah. Oh, I do hope it's going to be okay.
Oh, you know what she said. She'll do her best.
I know. Oh, it's really going to happen, Will.
Of course it is.
Yeah. Look, have you got time for coffee before you go back to work?
A coffee?
Yeah, I just thought it'd be
nice. Well, that's how we're going to celebrate our engagement, is it? With a coffee.
We've been celebrating all weekend. What else had you got in mind?
Well, first, I thought we'd stay in town for our lunch.
Ooh.
And then we've got some quite important shopping to do.
Oh, Shula, I'm so sorry to keep you waiting.
Don't worry. I've been getting to know this very nice glass of Pinot.
Oh, so I see.
I got you one too. I hope that's all right.
Oh, anything. Thank you. Cheers.
Cheers.
Well, I'm sorry I'm late. It's been frantic this morning.
I know the feeling.
Every time I put the phone down, it rang again. I've got goodness knows how many voicemails.
Oh, poor you.
Oh, I'll just have to wait. I wasn't going to cancel our lunch for anything.
Good. How long is it since we did this?
I don't know. Too long.
Yeah, it feels like ages.
Well, let's have a look at the menu. Have you chosen already?
Well, I'm tempted to go for the beef and oyster casserole.
Oh, yeah. Ian does that beautifully. I was a bit surprised you could make it today, being half term.
This is my one moment of sanity this week. Joanne's covering today, but I shan't get another day off for a while. What have you been so busy with?
Oh, just the usual. Though I did have a surprise visit yesterday. Oh, I'm sure it'll be all round the village soon, so they won't mind me passing it on. Nick and Will are engaged.
Oh, well, good for them.
Oh, and they'd like to have it here, a ceremony and reception, on January the 1st.
What? Oh, Caroline.
I know. Bless them, they got no idea.
Oh, I can still remember the agonies you went through for Jack and Auntie Peggy's wedding on the 1st. Trying to get fresh flowers, extra staff on the bank holiday.
Well, it's not so much that nowadays. People expect everything to be available 24/7. No, problem is we're actually very busy that day.
Oh, I see.
Anyway, it all depends if they can get a registrar. They're finding out about that today. So, what's your news?
Haven't you heard?
Evidently not.
Caroline, where have you been? Nick and Will aren't the only couple the village has got to talk about.
Really? Who?
My father-in-law and my aunt.
What? Jim and... Doc Christine. No.
Good film, Georgie.
It was great!
It was, wasn't it? What was your best bit?
I liked it when...
Hello, hello.
Uncle Clive.
Clive, what are you doing here?
Oh, you know, just passing.
How did you know we were going to be here?
No, I didn't. Well, Mum might have mentioned it.
Great.
I rang to see how she was.
How thoughtful.
Still in bed. Not like her, is it?
No.
I was in Borchester anyway. I had to meet someone.
Did you?
Anyway, how are you, George? You enjoy the film?
Yeah.
Oh, I like a good film. And what else do you like doing?
I like flying my kites and making robots and playing with the PlayStation, what you got me.
Do you? That's great.
We ought to be going.
And what do you like doing for a treat? Don't tell me. I bet you like bowling.
Yeah.
Tell you what, why don't we go one day?
What? No.
Just you and me, eh, George?
No, I don't think...
We'll leave Mummy and Kira at home. Lad's day out.
Yeah.
No, Clive, really.
Let's have a think. I could do Thursday.
No.
Thursday okay with you, George?
Anytime.
Top man. Thursday it is.
Clive, I...
What?
Dad!
What?
It's Dad and Nick, can I say hello?
Oh, well,
Oh, look who it is, your ex, the gamekeeper.
Yeah.
And his new missus, so I hear.
Yeah.
All happy families in Ambridge, isn't it? Isn't that nice?
Clive,
Don't worry, I won't hang about. I'll leave it to you to pass on me congratulations. I'll be in touch. See you, Emma.
Oh, God.
What did he want?
Nothing. We just bumped into him, that's all.
Oh, right.
Hi, Emma.
Hi.
What are you in town for, Dad?
Me and Nick had a couple of things to sort out, that's all.
For the wedding?
Well, yeah, for the wedding.
Yay!
Yeah, congratulations, by the way, Nick.
Thanks.
How are you getting on with the arrangements? Have you sorted the date yet?
We're on our way to Grey Gables now. We're still hoping for January the 1st.
Well, we've managed to get a registrar for that day anyway.
Oh, really? Good.
You're getting married! You're getting married!
Okay, George, calm down.
Oh, careful, George. You hurt a man, sweetheart.
What have you got on? You've got a new ring, Nick.
Yeah.
Have your engagement ring?
Yeah.
Wow, it's all sparkly.
Yes, very nice. Now, come on, Georgie, or we'll be late for Kira.
Bye, Shula.
Oh, bye. And thanks for a delicious lunch.
Oh, my pleasure. Give my love to Alistair and Daniel.
Oh, I will.
What's he up to for half term? How's the schoolwork?
Yeah, quite a bit. But he's having some downtime. Mm. He came with us to the Bull on Friday night. And he spent all yesterday at Reg and Bunty's.
Oh, did he?
Mm. I know. I find them the most boring couple in the world, but he's genuinely fond of them.
Well, good for him.
He gets Reg going on past legal cases.
What, from the annals of Borchester magistrates? Doesn't sound too thrilling.
No, no, no. Gory Victorian murders. Reg is quite an authority.
Oh, is he?
Mm, all Sherlock Holmes type stuff. Daniel laps it up. And he is seeing quite a lot of a rather nice girl.
Is he now?
Mm, he says there's nothing in it.
Oh,
but...
I bet he does. Mm, come in.
I'll let you get on.
Oh, sorry to bother you, Carolina. Linda said it was all right.
Well, yes, of course. Come in.
Oh, after you, Nick.
Thanks.
Oh, don't mind me. I was just going. But I hear I've got to congratulate you both.
Oh, thanks, Shula.
Oh, it's great news. I'm sure I won't be the only person to say so.
No, people have been very kind.
Mm-hmm. Well, all the best. I'll leave you to it. Bye, Caroline.
Bye. Oh, I'm sorry. Have you been trying to get hold of me? It was a rather busy morning.
Oh, it's all right. I left a message, but in the end we thought we'd like to come and see you anyway.
We've got a registrar, but the only time they can do it on the 1st is 10:30 in the morning.
Hmm. Or does that give you more of a problem?
No. No, actually, that makes things much better. It takes the pressure off the evening and the lunchtime service. You'll want more of, wedding breakfast come brunch, won't you?
Yeah.
Hmm, that'll work. If I just move things around a bit, I can make our smaller marriage room free.
Smaller?
It would mean 50 guests maximum.
Oh, well, that wouldn't be a problem, would it, Nick?
Oh, no, I'm sure we could do it.
Wonderful. So, would you like to see the Darrington room?
The Darrington room? Isn't that where the Duchess of Cornwall had her tea?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, my mum is not going to believe this.
Okay, Em, it's okay. Calm down.
Oh, Ed, it was horrible. It just came out of nowhere and... Oh, how did I agree to it?
Well, that's Clive's way, isn't it?
Oh, we've got to stop him. I don't want George even seeing Clive. I certainly don't want him going off on his own with him.
Oh, don't worry, I don't either.
So what are we going to do?
Okay, like I said, calm down. We'll have to get George out of
it. No. George knows about it. He'll go on and on.
Well, we'll take George out ourselves, somewhere else. Yeah, that's it. Well, we'll go somewhere with him.
Yeah, that might work.
I'll get Oliver to milk. We'll go out for the whole day. We'll take George's mind off it so he won't even think about Clive.
Yeah, that's a good idea. But I want to go a long way, Ed, a long way from Ambridge and somewhere Clive can't get to.
All right, I'll have a think. Actually, Bert said something. There's a ploughing match Thursday over in Avebury. I know it's not usually your sort of thing,
no,
but...
No, Avebury, that'd be great.
It's hard to get to without a car.
It's in the middle of nowhere.
No, he'll never find us there.
Yeah, let's do it.
Great. Okay, just text Clive and tell him.
I'm not texting him. I don't want to have him my number or yours.
Okay, well, get your mum to tell him.
Mum, yeah.
Yeah, and we'll tell George that Clive had to cancel.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, thanks, Ed. I couldn't think straight.
Of course not. Not with Clive jumping you like that.
No.
You better now?
Yeah. You can offer me a cup of tea, then?
Oh, well, I'm sorry, I can't. I've got loads to do before milking.
I see.
Don't be like that. What's up?
Nothing.
Come on.
Nothing.
Yeah, there is. Tell me.
No, it's nothing. Just on top of Clive, we bumped into Nick and Will. The happy couple, Nick flashing her engagement ring.
Okay, but really, you know, Em, we ought to be grateful to them.
How'd you work that out?
Well, it takes the pressure off us for a bit, doesn't it?
Oh, thank you very much. George?
Em?
Emma!
Come on, George, we've got to go and get Kira. George, now!
We are falling into very bad habits, you know, Jim.
Oh, dear. Already?
Yes, already. Nearly 10 o'clock and we're still getting the breakfast things cleared away.
Tut, tut.
Well, quite.
I think our late hours are a good sign.
Do you?
Yes, but you're sleeping better.
It's true, I am. And we know why that is, because you're here.
Well, good.
Thank you, Jim.
Christine, it's my pleasure.
Are you sure? Even though you have to listen to Radio Borsetshire first thing in the morning now?
It's quite a pleasant change. And not shouting at the Today programme must be doing my blood pressure the world of good. So, what are your plans this morning?
Well, I've got to get going on those green tomatoes for my chutney. How about you?
Oh, I must apply myself to my audition pieces for tomorrow.
Haven't you decided what you're doing yet?
Well, there is rather a plethora of choice. And as I'm not sure whether Linda's going to allow me to declaim in the original or whether she wants me to do them in translation, I shall have to practice both.
I see. And where will you be doing this declaiming?
Short of using the village green as a makeshift forum, with the ducks as my audience, I can declaim them to you, if you like. If it won't put you off your slicing and dicing.
Oh, I see. Very well. I'll listen to you, Jim.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Good. I'll pop home and collect a few volumes, and then we can begin.
Fine.
Oh, there was one other thing.
Yes?
I've got to meet up with Mike and Eddie later about the community orchard.
Oh, is this about what Mike said on Friday, mutterings in the cider club?
Yes, I've sounded out various members, and he's right. There are a few who have, shall we say, concerns.
Oh, dear. And the sooner you sort those out, the better.
Exactly. So I've arranged to meet Mike and Eddie at lunchtime, if that's all right with you.
Of course.
I don't want you to think I'm deserting you.
Oh, Jim, I don't expect you to stand guard over me 24 hours a day.
Oh, I thought that was exactly what I'd signed up for.
Don't be silly. I'll be fine.
Well, if you're sure. We'll only be in the ball, so I shan't be far away if you need me.
I'm glad I didn't meet that grain lorry on the drive.
Oh, hello, darling. Yeah, it is quite a monster. Did you drop Rory off all right?
Yes, he and Freddie ran straight off to see the grape picking.
Jolly good.
Rory seemed very keen. He even suggested we all go back another day to help.
Well, I thought Elizabeth got professional pickers in these days.
Well, she does. But you can still go along and help if you want to. And get a case of wine at the end of it. Mm. Roy and Haley are doing it, and Mike and Vicky.
No, you're really selling it to me.
Brian.
Well, I'm sorry, Jenny, but I'm far too busy to go grape picking.
Oh, I thought you wanted to make the most of Rory being home this week.
I do. I'm taking him fishing on Thursday. But I can't just drop everything else.
Oh, well, I realise that.
Got deadlines stacking up like planes at Heathrow. We've got the first shoot next week.
Oh, yes, I must get them a card.
What?
Will and Nick for their engagement.
Yes, yes, do. Yeah, I just hope he's got his mind on the job in all the excitement, that's all.
Well, of course he will have.
Well, I hope so, because I haven't got time to worry about the shoot. Not with the market deadline ticking away.
Oh, 5 weeks today till the first sale.
That's right.
Well, don't sound so surprised. I can read. It's been written in red on the calendar for long enough.
Yes, of course, sorry.
And just in case I had got advanced myopia... You have actually mentioned it once or twice.
Have I really?
Yes. Oh, it'll be fine.
I hope so, because I could do with something going smoothly. Because Lord knows the dairy's not going to be an easy ride.
No. Have you seen Adam?
No.
So we don't know how he got on yesterday?
Not yet, but I'm sure he'll be letting us know.
Well, that's great news, Eddie. I know Vicky's done him a card.
That's nice. Oh, well, before I forget, William's having a few celebratory drinks in here next week. You'd be very welcome, Mike.
Oh, yeah? When's that?
Thursday.
Oh, what you are, Tar. Jim's a bit late. Didn't like him.
No, well, he's got other things on his mind these days. Now he's got his fancy woman.
Are you talking about Christine?
Yeah, how about that, eh?
Oh, come on, Eddie, not you as well. You know the real reason he's moved in.
Well, yeah.
It's bad enough Jazza going on about Jim not wanting to do the walk of shame of a morning. Don't you go stoking the gossip when it's all down to that scumbag Clive Orobin.
Gentlemen, I'm sorry I'm late.
Afternoon.
Oh, hello, Jim. Didn't see you come in.
No, I was in the ploughman's chatting to Robert.
Oh, right. And he agrees with me, doesn't he?
Agrees? Yeah. What's all this about? A meeting about the orchard, you said?
And that's exactly what it is. The orchard and how we're going to organise it.
And who gets what?
Eh?
We need to decide how we're going to organise the distribution of the cider.
What distribution?
Oh, here we go.
A few of the cider club members have raised concerns, Eddie, about to whom the cider produced will belong.
You what?
Clearly. With the effort put in by members and others, production will increase extensively over time. So the question is one of ownership of the cider.
Ownership?
Now, hang on a minute.
No, you hang on. Excuse me, Jim.
Go ahead.
I'll put it to you straight, Eddie. I ain't sweating my guts out improving that orchard so you and Joe are the only ones that reap the benefit. You got it?
Brian? Brian, lunch?
Yeah, coming.
Yeah, Brian,
those
it's
ventilation
soup.
Ventilation panels look okay?
It'll get cold.
Great. So if you could chase the cladding firm this afternoon. Ah, fantastic. All right, I'll see you tomorrow. Oh, thanks, Cliff. Bye. Oh, sorry about that, darling.
Well, I should hope so. Do you think we could have that thing switched off, please, during lunch?
I'm sorry, Jenny. No. If the Penage people ring, I'll have to take it. I've been waiting for them all morning.
I think I'm going to confiscate your phone before we go on holiday.
What? You are not.
Well, I don't want our week in the morning spoilt by tedious calls about cracks in the car park or leaks in the roof.
There won't be any calls. There won't, Jenny. Be all up and running by then. First sale on the 29th of November, grand opening and the prime stock show on the 1st of December, all done and dusted before we jet off on the 4th.
So you say.
I do say. Any problems after that are for Rodway to deal with.
Well, we'll see.
Anyway, what's made you so cynical?
No, not cynical, just... Oh, I saw Adam.
Oh, yeah?
And he's still not very happy.
So his trip to the dairy didn't impress him?
Well, he did say some things are better than he expected.
Such as?
It was a much smaller unit than the one that you're planning, obviously.
I know, only 500 cows.
Yes, but... He did think the welfare and the biosecurity standards were good.
Oh, that's something.
And he said it seemed a very slick operation.
But don't tell me he still thinks cows belong outside in spring and summer.
Yeah, but he does. But that's not the only thing that's bothering him.
So what is?
He's not sure that anyone's really addressed whether it's the right move at the right time for this farm.
Meaning?
Well, I'm not the expert. But I think he means that... Well, the fact that we'd be locked into a contract providing fodder crops when the global grain price could be higher than...
Oh, for heaven's sake, this is exactly what Debbie's been working on all these weeks. She's done those figures time and again.
But he says, what about other things? A hike in vets bills, a big drop in the milk price.
But this is the point.
Oh, look, I'm sorry, Brian. I'm just the messenger here.
Yes, I know, and I'm sorry, but he knows the rationale.
Well, maybe I've got it wrong.
I'm sure you haven't. He's just being pig-headed.
Oh. Well, where are you going now?
Back to the office. Oh, this is giving me indigestion.
Are you saying I'm on the fiddle?
Eddie, everyone in the village knows that not all the cider you and Joe make is for home consumption.
So what are you saying exactly?
Mike, Eddie, please. May I make a suggestion?
Go on.
How about if everyone who helps to improve the orchard gets an allocation of cider in proportion to the hours they've worked? I'll keep an account of who does what and a record of how much cider's produced and see it's doled out accordingly.
Well, that seems fair.
So it's all going to be booked down?
Yeah, by someone we can trust.
Oh, you?
Yeah, well, what do you expect?
Gentlemen, please. I think that should be in everyone's best interest.
Oh, you do you?
Times they are a-changing, Eddie.
Oh, you reckon? Well, maybe they are. But you're forgetting one thing, Jim.
Oh?
all the cider-making equipment and the storage facilities. Well, us Grundys have put money and effort into acquiring them over the years.
You what? Scrooging bits of old sacking and barrels off people?
There's been a considerable capital outlay.
A rusty old freight container.
So I think that ought to be recognised in our cider allocation.
I see. Mike?
Plumbing nerve!
Oh, they do own the press, without which...
Oh, plumbing heck. Oh, go on then.
Thank you, Mike. All right, Eddie. I'll make sure the Grundys get a cider credit for the equipment and storage.
Emma,
don't you...
I can't possibly say at this point. It'll depend on the annual production. Oh, come on, you two. Do we have a deal?
Oh, I suppose so.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. Now, why don't I refresh our drinks to celebrate?
Oh, go on then. Ta very much.
Yeah, ta. Oh, wait, Jim. Christine's just come in.
Really?
Yeah, she looks a bit...
Yeah, she does. Excuse me. Christine, is everything all right?
Oh, Jim, not really.
Don't say... You haven't had a visit from Clyde?
Oh, no, not that.
Oh, thank goodness. So what is it?
I'm sorry. I'm being silly. I'm so sorry for interrupting your meeting.
You're not. We'd finished. Tell me.
Well, it's only... Oh, I went in the shop.
Yes?
And Nathan Booth was in there. And he made some remark about my gentleman caller. Except he's not just a caller anymore, is he?
I see.
I gave him the story about your central heating not working, but he just sort of smirked. I know he didn't believe me.
Oh, Christine.
What?
You're such an innocent. I never expected people to believe it.
Didn't you?
No, my dear. The truth is that everyone who matters knows the real reason I've moved in, and they understand. And anyone who doesn't understand doesn't matter.
Yes. Yes, you're right, of course.
You know your trouble, don't you? You're too sensitive.
I know I am. I care far too much about appearances and what other people think.
Yes. Well, let me warn you. If you're going to associate with me, you're going to have to grow a much thicker skin.
I'm sorry I'm late.
Oh, Vicky, hello.
Me and Mike were at Lower Loxley.
There's no need to worry. As you see, the auditions haven't started yet.
No, where is everybody?
Good question.
Oh, maybe no one wants to be first. I'm sure they'll be here soon.
I sincerely hope so. So how was your grape picking?
Oh, it was great. Me and Mike have earned our case of wine anyway.
And we'll all be able to enjoy our cider from the community orchard in time. Thanks to Mike taking a stand.
Oh, Eddie took some persuading.
So I gather.
But Jim did a great job of sorting it all out.
Well, Eddie had a nerve expecting free labour.
Mm, it seems like Jim's sorting everyone's problems at the moment. He's been a real knight in shining armour to Christine.
Oh, yes. Underneath all that bluster, he has a very kind heart.
He's still coming today, is he, with his Roman stuff?
I believe so. Look at the time.
Well, it's only 15:15.
It's not a very good start, though, is it?
Oh, come on, Linda, cheer up. Who else are we expecting? Jazza, I know.
Yes, I think I persuaded him. And Reese, of course.
Afternoon.
Oh, Reese, we were just talking about you.
Ah, that's what I like. A bit of build-up. Where is everybody? I thought there'd be a queue.
Not yet, but you're wise to come early.
I thought it'd be like the X Factor. You know, people practising their skills, doing a bit of a soft shoe shuffle.
Well, as I said, give it time. But luckily for you, we can see you straight away.
Oh, no, not yet.
Not yet?
No, I've got to do my warm-up.
What have you got to warm-up? I thought you were only reciting.
My vocal warm-up. I've got my exercises to run through.
Exercises?
Yeah, Dilwyn was very strict with us at the Estelle Vods. Never let us go on without a good 20 minutes of warm-up.
20?
Yeah.
Well, you better get started then.
Thanks.
Oh, shall I make us a cup of tea?
Tony!
In the packing shed. What is it?
I've had a text from Tom.
Oh.
Don't say you can't do the milking.
He can, but he's going to be late. He's stuck in traffic on the bypass.
Oh, great. So he wants me to start?
Please.
You know what it'll be, don't you, Pat?
What?
Brian's famous new market.
You don't know that. It could be anything at this time of day.
No, a pound to a penny, it's that. I was held up there for ages last week. Huge great lorry with scaffolding poles trying to manoeuvre around.
Were you?
Yeah. And Brian told the NFU the new market would stop traffic congestion.
It will when it's finished. Access at the new site's much better than at the old town centre market. Well,
typical of him, isn't it? Pretending it's for everyone's benefit, when really it's about him making a quick buck. Disrupting the lives of decent, hard-working farmers all on the pretense of improving things for
Tony.
Them. Utterly selfish. Never a thought for anyone else.
The milking.
What?
Starting the milking for Tom. Hmm?
Oh, yeah, right. I'll get on.
You do that. I'll bring you out some tea.
Thank you for coming. We'll let you know. Well, that all went pretty well in the end, didn't it?
You think so?
Yeah. Don't you? Oh, Vicky. 3 hours of auditions. And what have we got?
Well, quite a lot of things.
Jazza, yes.
Reese with his Dylan Thomas. I thought the Red Ruth Wassail was good. And Christmas in Killarney wasn't bad.
Exactly.
Sorry, Linda, you've lost me.
The show, Vicky, is entitled Christmas Around the World.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a dazzling visual and oral display of internationalism. Instead of that, we've got a half-hearted trek round the British Isles and nothing from other countries.
You've got Jim. Perhaps you should let him do his stuff in Latin.
Oh, even if I do, and alienate my audience, how would it help? It still represents a place not to be found on any contemporary map.
Well, no, but...
Oh, I despair. The world's supposed to be shrinking, but in Ambridge, where's the colour, the glamour, the exoticism?
Well, let's have a think. I mean, there's got to be some.
Not that we've seen this afternoon, Vicky.
This is only a long shot, Linda, and I know you and Hilary Noakes aren't exactly best buddies at the moment, but she has got a cockatoo.
I'm sorry?
I just thought if you were to offer her a spot. No? No? All right, bad idea. Forget I just said it.
Vicky, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know you're trying to help. But there are some lengths...
Yes, like I say, forget it. Oh, this is no good. Let's go to the pub, eh? Things might look better over a drink.
Hiya, Dad.
Ah, what's the matter with you? Milking doesn't usually put you in such a good mood.
I've had some good news.
Yeah?
You know Dave Langdon?
Dave, he was the one who...
He pulled his order after the E. coli, yes. A nice big order, too.
Yes, I remember.
Well... He's just called, and he wants to start taking the sausages again.
Oh, does he? On the same terms as before? Or is this another Doug Somerville situation?
Dad.
Well?
Okay, it's not as big an order as before. Not to start with, anyway, but it's still an order.
Yes, okay.
And you know what swung it? Dave said the pig video really made him laugh.
Oh, good. Glad someone's got something to smile about.
Dad, it proves it. My rebrand is working. Dave's not the only one. I've had a couple of other new orders too.
Yes, your mother told me.
So how much more proof do you need? Look, I'm sorry, Dad, but taking Bridge Farm off my labels has wiped out all the old associations. If we put all our products under Tom Archer, it'll work for everything.
Well, I'll say one thing for you, Tom. You don't give up easily.
It's the only way.
Even when I've told you time and time again that I'm not interested, you're not changing my mind.
Oh, Dad!
I'm not chucking away all the work your mother and I have put into building up Bridge Farm just because Dave Langdon's got nothing better to do than watch pigs playing about with a football. No, and that's final.
Two red wines.
Lovely. Thank you, Linda. Cheers.
My pleasure, Vicky. Thank you for your help this afternoon. There you are, Reese.
Thank you. Is that it?
I'm sorry?
Anything else?
Oh, no, thank you. Just the drinks. Right. That is the correct money.
Yeah, that's right. But I meant, have you got anything that, you know, you'd like to tell me as well?
Oh, bless him.
I'm sorry, it's just... I'm stressing out. And, you know, I just wanted to know if you've made a decision yet, if I was in the show or not.
Ah, well, I don't normally reveal anything to individuals until I've considered the shape of the entire programme.
Oh, oh, Linda, don't be a spoil sport. Go on, tell him.
Is it a yes?
Very well. Yes.
Yes!
Ah, yes! Oh, well done, love.
Oh, thank you. Linda, thank you so much. I promise you I will not let you down, right?
It's refreshing to see so much enthusiasm, I must say.
Dylan would be so proud. Oh, I bet you he'd love to come as well.
Well, you want to let him know the date?
Yeah, I should. Oh, I've got to go tell Jolene. Enjoy your drinks, yeah?
Oh, well, he's keen anyway.
Yes. I didn't like to tell him that he's in by default.
Oh, come on, he was good.
Well, maybe, but he's still part of the problem, not the solution.
Yeah.
Oh, Christmas around the world seems such a good idea when I thought of it.
Well, it is.
But I suppose when all's said and done, Ambridge is a quintessentially English village. That, after all, is the premise of James and Leonie's book.
Well, yes.
Which only increases my problem. Leonie's counting on the Christmas show for some colourful pictures and copy.
Oh, is she?
Yes. And what have I got to offer her? A couple of people in jumpers on a bare stage in a single spotlight.
Mm.
And she and James are coming to the bonfire. She'll expect a full running order by then. What am I going to tell her?
Linda, Linda, don't panic.
Oh, Vicky.
Hang on. I've had a swig of me wine now. I've got me brain in gear.
Oh.
Right. You saying Ambridge isn't international, that's just rubbish.
Is it?
Well, think about it. What about Usha?
Usha, of course.
Well, she's gone home, hasn't she, this week for Diwali, but when she gets back...
Well, I can certainly ask her. And there's Amy, too.
See? And what about that Ilona?
Ilona.
One of her daughters is supposed to be musical, isn't she?
Yes, the younger one.
There you are, then. Oh, and they'll be moving into the village soon.
Of course. And the dance school we use every year. I could ask them if they could come and do some folk dancing.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Oh, Vicky, I'm so grateful.
Oh, don't be silly.
No, I am. I was in despair.
No, no, we don't do despair. Not when I'm around.
No, we don't. Thank you. Oh, and thank goodness. I'll have something to tell Leonie.
Is the duck coming to get you?
I think he is. Quack, 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 quack.
Mum? In here with Henry.
Oh, not bath time. I'd have kept my overalls on if I'd known.
Do you want your bucket? That's it. You fill it up and pour it out.
Can you talk?
Yeah, of course I can. I'll still keep an eye on him. What's the matter?
I had some good news. At least I thought it was good. Dave Langdon's going to start taking the sausages again.
Oh, that is good. That's great.
Yeah. Not as many as before, but it's a start. At least I've got my foot back in the door.
Well done, love. So what's the problem?
The problem is Dad. When I told him... Oh, Mum, it's same old, same old.
Oh, Tom.
It's clear proof that rebranding works. But will he see it? No. You can, surely.
Hang on,
it's
Tom.
It's obvious.
Look, it may be to you, but as far as Bridge Farm goes, I agree with your dad. We're still working at rebuilding confidence in our brand.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, because that's working too. Only this week, Ian said he'll start taking the ice cream at Grey Gables again for the winter menus.
Ian?
What do you mean, Ian?
Well, he's hardly representative, is he? He's practically family. Not exactly your typical customer.
Yeah, it's still very encouraging. Anyway, you know how Dad and I feel about the Bridge Farm brand.
Oh, yes, I know that's all right. Over 20 years in the making and you're not going to give up on it yet.
Exactly.
So, when will you? I mean, what's it going to take?
Tom, I hope we never have to.
But hoping's not enough. It's not getting you anywhere. Oh, honestly, I'm beginning to wish the bank had never agreed to renegotiate the mortgage payment.
How can you say that? We were desperate.
Yes, desperate enough to rebrand, maybe. And now, thanks to that, and Lillian lending you the 10k for Underwoods, you've gone all soft on it again.
Look, Tom, I'm sorry. I can't talk about this now. You're upsetting Henry. All right, darling. Time to come out now. That's it.
Mum, for all our sakes. Henry's two. Talk to Dad again about rebranding. Let's all of us sit down and discuss it, at least. Please.
Georgie, be careful with the buggy.
I am being careful.
Yeah, we know you are, but the grass is bumpy. Mind it doesn't tip over.
I won't tip it over, I'm ploughing.
That's okay then.
Oh, this was such a good idea of yours, Ed.
Yeah, well, I don't think a ploughing match is going to be Clive's scene, do you?
No.
Not that he knows where we are, anyway.
Well, as long as he doesn't find out.
Who's going to tell him?
I don't know.
No one. Certainly not your mum or dad.
No, but...
Your dad told Clive straight that he was to keep away from us.
I know. It was great, though, isn't it? Shows what a vile man Clive is when dad had to say it because mum's too scared.
Yeah. But Neil did a good job. He told Clive he'd seen the kids now. He couldn't take George bowling because we were doing something else.
Oh, I just hope Clive took it in. He hasn't got a great record of doing as he's told.
Emma.
Well, you don't turn into an arsonist and an armed robber by listening to what other people say, do you?
Clive's just a sicko. He's a one-off. You're not still worrying about George turning out like him, are you?
He doesn't always do as he's told.
Well, Em, I mean, what six-year-old does? Did you?
I don't know.
I bet you didn't. I mean, look at George now. He's pushing Kira beautifully in the buggy.
Yeah.
We've had no more of his burgling, have we?
No, no. Oh, I'm sorry, it's just me. Well, it's been a funny week, that's all.
Yeah, well, you've got the day off from it all today. I'm here. And we're going to have a great time, I promise.
Oh, Jim, do be careful, won't you?
Don't worry. It's good exercise.
It's no good you putting your back out trying to protect mine. Not that I'd ever attempt double digging these days.
You'll thank me in the spring, Christine, when you see the benefits.
I'm thanking you now.
Oh, was it Peter on the phone?
No, Lillian.
Oh, what does she want?
Nothing. She's just keeping an eye on me, I think.
I see. Does she think I'm not up to the job?
Of course not. I've been telling everyone what a splendid job you're doing.
Have you?
Yes, and I've been telling you.
Yes, you have, to be fair.
Honestly, you say I'm oversensitive.
Ah, touché. I took a call as well while you were inside.
Oh, yes.
From our esteemed producer.
Linda? Was it good news?
Very. She definitely wants my Roman offering for the Christmas show.
Oh, good. I am pleased. So, the big question is, are you doing it in English or Latin?
Ah, well, good news there, too. I've been pondering an idea which, when I put it to Linda, seemed to interest her.
Oh, yeah? So what is this idea?
Oh, Christine, that would spoil the surprise, wouldn't it?
Oh, come on, you can tell me.
No, I'm sorry, I'm afraid not. But I felt I was in a strong enough position to push it, rather. I got the impression that auditionees had been rather thin on the ground.
Oh, dear. I'd have thought Linda would have had a lot of people coming forward. It's only a variety show in the end, isn't it?
Don't go saying that to her.
Really?
She's had a lot of trouble getting people to grasp the underlying theme, apparently.
Christmas around the world? What's so difficult about that?
Heaven only knows. But Linda's saviour lies in the shape of Angela Probert, or so she hopes.
Angela Probert? I don't think... Oh, yes, I know. She runs a dance school in Felpersham.
Does she? I was losing interest by this point.
I suppose Linda thinks Angela's lot might have a few Christmassy dances they can do.
Oh, dear. Children and animals. It makes you long for the days of ancient Rome.
Oh, Jim, don't be silly. It'll be fine.
They knew how to celebrate a feast day. A few criminals thrown to the lions, a break for honey cakes and wine, then back for some gladiatorial combat. Oh, tempora, o mores.
See, George, how he's looking back over his shoulder all the time. He's got to get that first cut right, see?
Oh, yeah.
That's the opening split, that's called.
Ooh, excellent, young Edward.
He's really good.
Well, you get that right, nice and straight, and the right depth, and the rest should follow on easy.
And you're right, George, he is really good. I'm going to have to watch my back.
I never knew you were such an expert in old-fashioned ploughing, Ed.
Well, you don't live with my grandad all your life and not take in this sort of stuff.
Oh, that's true enough.
How's Kira doing?
She's taking it all in as well, aren't you, darling?
He's coming back this way now.
Ah, right. Now, this is the test. If that opening split's not deep enough, he's going to end up with two higher crown. Now, you watch him with Ed. See what you think.
OK, we will, won't we, George?
Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you, Ruth?
Hi, Bert.
Hi. We haven't missed you, have we?
No. I've got to be getting ready, though.
Oh. Well, we'll see you, Bert. Good luck. Yeah, I hope it goes well. Oh, I didn't know you were all coming to the match.
Yeah, we thought it'd be nice to do something together while George is off school.
Oh, that's great. Are you enjoying it, George?
Yes. Have you heard my news?
No, what news is that?
My daddy's getting married.
Oh.
Yeah, we know. It's exciting, isn't it?
It's going to be on the 1st of January.
Is that right?
Nick's got a diamond ring.
Has she? I haven't seen it yet.
George!
Look, George, do you want to go see Bert start?
Of course I do.
Well, go on then. Stay behind the rope, OK?
I will.
Didn't your boys want to come today?
They were going to. Then Brian rang and asked if we wanted to go fishing with him and Rory.
You've let poor Josh have a day off then, David.
What?
Oh, what, from the milking, you mean? Well, not just that. I saw you'd got him out working the sheep with you and Biff the other day.
Oh, yeah, checking for foot rot.
He wanted to help, honestly.
Yeah, of course he did.
He did. Anyway, someone else there with the spray is very handy.
Well, it looked to me as if he had his hands full just with Tig.
Yeah, he was a bit boisterous.
But starting!
We'd better pay attention then, hadn't we?
You worked really hard this morning.
Well, you did a fair amount of deadheading and tidying. We both worked hard, I think.
Mm.
Therefore, we deserve a treat.
Yes. I'm still not quite sure how I let you talk me into this, Jim.
Good heavens, Christine. You make it sound as though I've invited you to participate in something truly sinful. It's only lunch at the Bull.
But we had lunch there the other day.
Your point being?
I can't keep letting you treat me.
I think I can run to the occasional ploughman.
Yes, I know you can, but...
Do I detect a weakening?
I'm not saying lunch out isn't a good idea, but if we're going to keep having these treats, then we have to go Dutch.
Goodness, I haven't heard that phrase for years.
Well, you're going to be hearing a lot more of it now. And lunch today is on me.
Oh, don't be silly.
I insist, it's only fair.
Well, it will make you feel better.
It will. Especially when you're doing me such a big favour in the first place, staying with me.
I'm only doing what would come naturally to any gentleman. Especially one whose central heating has broken down.
That old chestnut.
Yes, indeed. What? What is it?
It's Clive. Over there. He's seen me. I'm going back.
Christine, it's all right.
No, it's not.
He's not coming this way. He's turned off.
Has he?
Yes, in the direction of the shop.
Oh, yes. So he has. Oh, Jim.
There. It's all right. He's gone.
Yes.
You know, it may be a good thing that you've seen him at last.
Go, Hood.
To lay the ghost.
Oh, I don't know about that.
And he walked away, Christine. He clearly doesn't want to see you any more than you want to see him.
No. Nope. Perhaps you're right.
I'm sure I am. Oh, my dear. You're shaking. Come along. Forget the Bull. Let's get you home.
Second, are you pleased?
Ooh, don't know about that.
Pleased with second? This is Bert, Ed.
Well, it sounds good to me.
Yeah, we'll have some pretty tough competition.
Yeah.
Vernon Giddings, for one. You've got to admit it.
Was he the one who came first?
That's right.
We thought everything was going to be better once Jimmy Prentice retired, but Vernon stepped straight into his shoes.
Yeah, or slipped into his tractor seat. Vernon is turning into as big a threat as Jimmy ever was.
Hey, Rob, Bert, didn't you say you weren't going all out for the top prize this year? You told me if you came in the top three, you'd be happy.
Yeah, maybe I did, but in the heat of the competition, well, to get so close.
Yeah, it's bad luck.
Well, he'll have to sabotage Vernon's lucky mascot at this rate.
What's that?
Well, his lucky horseshoe. Yeah. He turned it up in the first field he ever ploughed, age 16.
Oh, well.
Should we get a bit of lunch then, Em?
Yeah, please. I'm starving.
Kira doesn't look too bothered.
No, well, she's had hers.
Oh, look at her.
They're even more gorgeous when they're asleep, aren't they?
Yeah. I'm hoping the clocks going back won't throw her out now she's sleeping through. Anyway. George! Georgie, do you want some dinner?
Well, there's burgers and stuff over there.
Great.
Ah, right. I'm thinking I might manage one of them myself. I'll see you later, David. Ruth?
Yeah, okay, Bert.
You did really well.
Oh, George has really got into the ploughing that he's giving those furrows that once over.
He is, isn't he? Nah, we'll make a farmer of him yet. So when do you reckon I'm bringing your cows in, David?
Oh, not for a good couple of weeks yet, I hope. Not unless we get a real soaking. How about you?
Oh, it'll have to be next week, the state of the grass.
Right.
George! George! Come on, dinner!
How's your grandma, Emma? Is she any better?
No, I'm afraid not. Mum's out the doctor to her again.
Oh, dear.
We're all getting really worried about her.
Oh, here he is.
Starving.
Yeah, so are we. We've been waiting for you to finish your inspection.
Sorry.
You enjoyed seeing the ploughing, did you, Georgie?
Yes, but I wish...
Well, let's go and get a burger then, shall we?
Yes, but I
what,
wish I
What, George?
I wish we could have a go on the tractor.
Oh, is that all? Well, I'm sure Bert wouldn't mind if you ask him.
No. You could sit on the seat and Bert could help you steer.
Yes.
Well, let's go and ask him in the burger van queue, shall we?
Yeah, let's. Bye, then.
Bye, Emma.
Bye.
Bye, Ed.
Bye, George.
Bye.
Right, what do you want to do, love? Grab a bite to eat here or head home?
Oh, we'll go back, I think. I've got plenty in at home.
Oh, great. Is it just me, or did Emma seem a bit uptight?
No, I agree.
Still worried about Clive, I suppose. And if Ivy's getting no better, he's got every excuse to hang around Ambridge.
Yeah. I don't think that's all it is, though.
Oh, what have I missed?
Well, it was when George was going on about Will and Nick being engaged. Did you see her face?
No.
She's not very pleased.
Mm. Well, perhaps it's hit her harder than she thought. Her ex getting remarried, no?
Maybe. But...
What?
Well, I have a feeling Emma's fine, as long as she's the centre of attention in her family. And that's not going to be the case for the next few months, is it?
I thought I might have heard from you by now.
Ah.
Must be a good couple of weeks since we were in touch.
Yeah, it's been incredibly busy. The end of the cultivations, you know, mm-hmm. and next year's spray planning, and the ewes are inside now.
Oh, you do sound busy.
Hmm.
Not too busy to take a day off on Monday, though.
Hmm. You've spoken to Brian?
Yes, we do talk. So, what did you think of what you saw at the dairy?
Well, if you've spoken to Brian, I'm sure he's told you exactly what I thought.
I'd like to hear it from you.
You're not going to like it any more than he did. It was a slick enough operation, tiny compared with what you're planning, of course. The cows seemed well enough looked after. The management were very hot on hygiene.
All sounds good so far.
Yeah, well, that's where it stops. My basic philosophical objection is still the same.
You like to see cows outside. Mm-hmm. In the few months of the year, that's possible in the UK.
The cows aren't in at Brookfield yet.
Oh, the Brookfield grazing system's hardly representative, Adam.
Yeah, even so. I'm sorry, Debbie, I'm not convinced by any of this big dairy idea. Not by the principle, not by the economics, and especially not by my place in the whole scheme, or lack of it.
Well, I'm sorry you still feel like that.
Yeah, well, I do. So, if you and Brian had hoped for some Damascene conversion that was going to bring me round to the idea, then bad luck. It's still a no, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, like I say, that's a pity, because, as you know, I've been going over the figures exhaustively with Martin.
Yeah?
And, we've come up with something which might just help.
And the very good news is I've heard back from Angela Probert.
Oh, excellent. Who?
Sorry, Ian, I get so absorbed. I forget most people don't remember the detail of every past Christmas show.
Well, no, too right.
Now, Angela runs the dance school in Felpersham. Her girls and boys often feature in my pantomimes.
Oh, right.
So I got in touch with her to ask if they might have any festive folk dances they could perform in this year's show. Dances from around the world.
And she has?
Yes. They're going to do a couple of Eastern European folk dances for us.
Oh, that's great, Linda. Helen must be running late. We're going back down to Honeysuckle for tea.
Oh, yes. And keeping with the Eastern European theme, Ilona has come up trumps as well.
Oh, Ilona.
Well, rather her daughter has. Ilona was at pains to say music and singing weren't her forte.
She's got two girls, hasn't she?
Yes. Yes, it's Anna, the younger, who's musical. She's going to do a guitar solo.
So, yeah, it's all coming together. Come on,
Helen.
I
was a little perturbed at first. I mean, I'd have thought Christmas around the world was an easy enough concept to grasp, wouldn't you?
Mm? Yeah.
Yes. The first thing Anna offered me was green sleeves.
It's very nice.
Well, yes, but when she has all the musical heritage of Albania to draw on...
Yeah, I see what you mean.
So I've sent her away to think again. After all, this isn't some end-of-the-pier variety show, is it? There is a linking theme.
You know, maybe I should give Helen a ring.
I'm still hopeful of Usha, of course, when she gets back. And dear Molly Button has surfaced.
Yeah, they were going away over half-term, weren't they? I met her dad in the shop last weekend.
That's right. But she'd picked up my message. She had no trouble in understanding straight away what I was after.
Bright as a button, eh?
Yes, indeed. She and Tilly are going to do the Thai coconut dance. So gradually we're starting to reach beyond the confines of the British Isles.
You certainly are.
Just required a little lateral thinking. So, Ian, I've been wondering, do you think Adam would have anything to contribute?
Adam? Adam?
Yes.
But all his pickers went home ages ago.
No, you haven't been listening. I'm awash with Eastern Europe now. I mean from his time in Africa.
Ah.
Ian, hi. I'm so sorry, Emily.
Helen.
Have you been waiting ages?
No, don't worry. The time's flowing.
Believe me, Martin's very meticulous to work with.
I'm sure he is. He's an accountant, isn't he?
Yeah.
The cost of everything and the value of nothing.
Oh, we must have been over every inch of productive land there is on the estate and home farm.
Debbie.
I've been dreaming profit per cow versus profit per square foot.
Please don't start going on about the fruit area being safe and the permanent pasture for the sheep and deer. I know all that.
I know you do, and it is.
Then where's this conversation going?
Well, after we'd crunch the figures for what seemed like the millionth time, it seemed to me there was something else we could do.
Go on.
I've suggested, and Martin's agreed, to releasing 100 acres of home farm land back to the farm. We don't need it in the arable acreage for the fodder crops.
100 acres?
Yeah. So more land for you to use in any way you like.
Right.
Is that all you can say?
Well, it's something.
Adam...
Oh, come on, Debbie. You know we're talking about a massive change to the way Home Farm operates. Our major income source would be radically different.
Well, look, if you don't appreciate the gesture, Adam...
Yeah, that's all it is. A gesture. I'm being treated like the junior partner here already, and that's another thing.
Go on.
In every other enterprise that Home Farm's been involved in, we've either been equal partners or the senior partner.
Mm-hmm.
In this new company that's going to be set up with BL, we'd be very much the junior partner, capable of being outvoted on anything that matters.
But we'll all be working for the same ends.
You think so? You've worked for BL long enough to know how often there's blood on the carpet after board meetings.
That's why it's so important to get the figures right from the start and to get everyone's cooperation, which is why we're having this conversation.
It's all right for you. You're over in Hungary. It's me who's going to be at the sharp end, making it work day to day.
Adam, make your mind up. One minute you say you're feeling left out, the next you're moaning about being involved.
There'll be a heck of a lot to do. All the new arable to manage, the new digester. I'm going to be the one liaising with the manager of this dairy unit. I mean, presumably there'll be one.
Of course, a specialist.
Right. And who will they be answerable to? Me? Brian? Is he going to get more involved again? Or will it be someone else at BL? Will we have to put everything through the board of this new company?
All this has got to be sorted out, obviously, once we know you're with us.
Well, I'll give you credit for trying, at least. Brian hasn't exactly been forthcoming in trying to win me round.
Well, if all you do is put up obstacles, then...
Is that how he put it?
Oh, Adam, look, I'm sorry, but we're going round in circles. I haven't got time for this.
Yeah, nor me, actually. I have got one or two things to get on with.
The fact is, the BL board have asked me to draw up detailed proposals based on the home farm acreage being included. So that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I thought you might.
So, do you want these extra 100 acres I'm offering you or not?
Uh, Just look at him.
Yeah.
He's such a smiler.
I know. We need as much of that as we can get at Bridge Farm.
Oh, Helen. Still no better?
I wish I could say yes. But as if it's not bad enough just trudging on from day to day, Tom's gone and opened up the dreaded rebranding issue again.
Oh, no.
He's on a high because thanks to the video, he's had a couple of new orders.
What? Well, all down to his football and pegs?
Yeah, it seems so. And a reorder from a customer he thought he'd lost.
You know, I had a look at it. It did make me smile.
Yeah, I agree. It's quite funny. But Tom's been using it as a weapon to beat Mum and Dad with. He's convinced a total rebrand of all our products is the only way to go.
And how do you feel about it?
To be honest, Ian, I'm torn. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's wonderful that you're putting Bridge Farm ice cream back on your menus. We're really grateful.
That's not enough.
Till a whole raft of other customers, ex-customers, follow your example. Yeah, well,
it won't make a big difference.
Not with our other sales so slow. The yoghurt and veg box sales are nothing like what they were.
I mean, so you can see where Tom's coming from.
Yes, I can. But I can see Mum and Dad's point of view as well. In a way, he can't. Or he's not prepared to.
It'd be a massive thing for them.
Yeah. And at the same time, they seem to be paralysed by the whole thing. But when it comes to rebranding all our stuff under Tom's name...
That doesn't feel right either.
Well, no. I mean, Tom Archer might sound all right on sausages, but for yoghurt and ice cream... It's just too butch somehow.
Butch ice cream? You know, you might have identified a niche market there.
Well, I'm sorry, Ian, but it's true.
And that's it, is it? That's your problem with it?
Well, one of them.
Yeah, you sure you're not also, well, just a little bit, thinking, why should all the products go under Tom's name anyway when the farm's a joint enterprise?
Oh, you're so... Yes, okay, it does feel like a takeover by Tom, so you can see my problem.
Yeah, it all gets personal.
Yeah. Things are so edgy between Mum and Dad and Tom already, and I'm in the middle.
That's not a comfy place to be. Family disagreements. You know, there's nothing more exhausting.
No. Oh, thank you for letting me talk about it. It's such a relief to offload onto someone who's not involved.
I'm sorry I can't do more than listen.
Oh, no, don't say that. It really helps.
And, of course, you know, the person who'd be best placed to give you advice is the one person you can't ask.
Brenda. Yep, she's hardly going to be unbiased, is she? Oh, Henry.
Nope.
Are you joining in the conversation?
Is he still hungry?
Don't worry. I brought you a yoghurt.
Oh, you don't want to give him a taste of that cake?
Oh, well, he could have a little bit. Yeah, thanks, Ian.
Okay, I'll go and get it.
Not that he doesn't love his yoghurt. Can't get enough of it.
Is that right, Henry? Oh, well, maybe that's your answer then.
What?
Just skip a generation and rebrand everything Henry's? Well, I mean, if that doesn't sound too butch for you.
No. No, it doesn't.
So the extra 100 acres didn't sweeten him up?
Far from it. It set him off on a whole riff about who's going to do what, who he might be answerable to, and where the balance of power was going to lie between Home Farm and BL in the new company.
Oh, for goodness sake, is he doing this on purpose? Oh,
what do you think?
No, I mean, every time we discuss this, he comes up with a different objection. I mean, is he dripping them out one at a time just to annoy us?
Well, it's working. But we can't afford to have him in this position.
I know.
We know the BL board want Home Farm included. I mean, they're going to love what Martin and I have come up with.
Debbie, I know.
The next step's getting specialist consultants on board to start designing the unit before we put in for planning.
Yes, and that's going to cost serious money, which we daren't do unless Adam's with us.
Exactly.
But we're stuck, I mean... Umpas, you've tried your best, and I mean, goodness, if you can't bring him round.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but if we'd involved him from the
start... Yes, I know how you feel about that.
Look, you know how difficult phone conversations can be. You're there, right on the spot, but you two just seem to be avoiding each other.
Well, it's all I can do not to strangle him half the time.
Yeah, but that's not very helpful, frankly.
So, you want me to speak to him?
You'll have to. I've tried everything.
Oh, well...
But you'll have to be careful. Choose your time and don't go wading in.
Yes, thanks, Sigmund.
Dad, are you listening? I know you two can wind each other up, but deep down he's got very strong feelings about all this.
Okay.
You've got to sort it. It's going to be pretty humiliating if we have to go to the BL board in 2 weeks' time and say it's not going to happen.
I'm not doing that.
Then talk to Adam.
Okay, Debbie. Okay. Don't worry, I will.